We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The first 3 weeks of the season, I'm like, Bill is cooking up his magic again, okay? He goes out there, he has a team ready, they go out and beat the Dolphins. They lose on the last play of the game up in Seattle against the Seahawks, and Cam Newton is looking like vintage Cam Newton. Then the following week, they beat the Las Vegas Raiders. But Greeny, the last 3 weeks, Greeny, this Patriots team, oh my God, and Lewis, you can speak on it. This has been un-Patriot-like. You're talking about a team in the New England Patriots that have scored more than 12 points in three consecutive losses. Greeny, do you know in 20 years with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, they had never had anything like that in back-to-back week, let alone three consecutive weeks? Greeny, did you know this? The Patriots are 31st in explosive plays, only ahead of our New York Jets. Think how disgusting that is. To be associated, to be near how bad the New York Jets are as far as offense is concerned. They only have three touchdowns as far as all of their starting quarterbacks concerned. We are seeing in New England, it's just pure disgusting. I am so upset that I even have to talk about the Patriots this morning in this fashion because I never thought I would be doing that. You know how much I revere Bill Belichick. He's the GOAT. He's the greatest. But right now, Greeny, the Patriots flat out stink.
Woo!
Just make sure everybody's saying that on Monday too, right?
As Damian Woody, former Patriot, former Jet. He is right. They do, for sure, offensively. Did you know? I'll add a next-gen stat. Next-gen stats, the Patriots rank dead last in the league in creating separation. And you know what? I'll even throw out the 28 points. I feel like we should throw out the Kansas City game. They had Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham playing. But even if you, Cam Newton, the last two games, they had 18 points total in the last two games. And he played. Well, he was pulled from the San Francisco game because they were getting blown out by halftime. But he started and played both games against Denver and San Francisco. And they have 18 points in two games. So, yeah, they're going to win Sunday. Feel good. Feel confident. That's what it's all about. Or a boat. 803-0550 to join us. Football Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Bills, Patriots, just call. I mean, you pretty much know we're talking about it all day long. Go ahead.
Yep. So, yeah, a couple things. By the way, I mean, of course, the Patriots thought, we will just be good forever, right? We're the Patriots. That was the Patriot way. It was just like, oh, we're just always going to be good, right? How come we're not good now? Well, you lost good players, you know?
It's funny, when you're doing, you know, you've been doing trivia over the course of the morning. If you're just joining us, Jeremy put together a trivia of basically every offensive player, right, running back, wide receiver, tight end, to score a touchdown against the Bills for the Patriots in the Brady era. And sure, there would be a Randy Moss mentioned, or I'm trying to think of the best running backs, Corey Dillon? I don't know. And then you listen to all the rest of these names, you're like, who are these guys? Well, they had Tom Brady for 20 years. So it really didn't matter if you lined up a guy by the name of Tim Wright, who I think was one of the guys who caught a pass against the Bills. I forget. A tight end, maybe? They've had guys over the years, and you look at their offense and go, it's Brady. And even Brady couldn't fix that last year, and now Cam Newton can't fix that this year. They don't have tight ends. Their best receiver is out. Maybe their second best receiver is out if Harry is their second best receiver. Their best running back is out. He's on injured reserve. Their offensive line is banged up. Their defense is a shell of the 2019 team, which dominated people, including the Bills, here. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You gotta feel confident. Yeah, I mean, if they don't win, I have no idea what I'm going to tell you Monday about my thoughts on the Bills.
And while we're at it, I got a tweet from Mark who wrote in, what if the Patriots are trying to tank 2-14? If they lose out, they could possibly get the number one pick. We've got to stop, really, giving them credit. This is what I told you. No matter what their record is, he'll be a genius. I already told you. Here, they stink and they're ranting. If they lose this game, they'll go to 2-5, and it will immediately, maybe one more week, turn to, you know, maybe they're positioning themselves. Do you know where they stand in the draft order as of right now?
No idea.
We had callers yesterday talk about Dallas. Well, Dallas could go to the top. What if Dallas goes after Trevor Lawrence? Dallas could try to tank. First off, New England in the draft order. Dallas sits 8th. New England is 11th
They got a few teams to beat out.
There are a lot of bad teams.
Jets, Atlanta, Jacksonville. Who else is looking for a quarterback?
At the risk of bringing up sensitive subject around here, if you want to tank, you better start early. And if you've got two wins, it's too late.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. You can't tank once it's too late. You have 10 teams, New England, that have to pass you. The Jets are going to win 2 games this year.
Yeah.
3 games.
Maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm not sure who they beat, quite honestly.
The Giants are going to win 2 and pass New England. Jacksonville and Houston are going to win 2. And they play each other. Some of them have to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, other teams are going to trade their players away. The Jets have done it for the last 7 weeks. The Vikings have started. Like, let's not fear New England tanking.
Mm-hmm.
They're just bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, no, I don't think – I think you can – the tanking approach, I think, would be something you would go into a season with.
You have to do it early.
They would have to by Tuesday. Okay, by Tuesday, here's what have to happen. Tuesday is the trade deadline. Cam, you're being benched. Jarrett Stidham is our starter for the rest of the season. Stephon Gilmore, you're traded. Julian Edelman, you're going on IR with your knee procedure. You're out for the rest of the season. That's just for starters, let alone I don't have their contracts in front of me. You would start looking at a whole bunch of guys who are good in the final year of their deal, and then they just start shipping guys out.
Yeah. Can they go back in time and lose to the Jets?
And then, by the way, they play the Jets. They play the Jets again? I can't see them losing to them again. They'd have to move, like, they'd have to bench the quarterback, put Edelman out for the year, and trade, like, what, half a dozen guys off the roster, every game.
Have they played the Jets? They haven't played the Jets.
Oh, yet. So they're going to beat the Jets twice.
Boy, those games will be interesting. Ooh, last game of the season.
For the number one pick in the draft.
Hey, Jets-Patriots is a Monday night game.
Oh, boy.
Next week.
Oh! Do they flex Monday night games?
They do not.
Oh, God. I'll watch. Who am I kidding? I'll watch anyway.
Yeah, of course.
It's the Jets and the Patriots.
Don't fear the tank from the Patriots.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it once.
It's too late?
I haven't thought about it. I'm enjoying them losing. I am thoroughly enjoying them losing. I am loving the stats about how this is the worst record since 2001. It's the first time they're under two games. They're 2 games under 500, the first time since like 2000. It's their longest losing streak. Everything, every negative thing that's being said about them is basically the first time in 20 years. It's the worst 3-game offensive stretch under Bill Belichick. Who's not enjoying this? I haven't thought for once. What if they get the number one pick in the draft and take a quarterback? I don't even think about it because I don't think they're tanking. I don't think they're going to – they'd have to lose every game. I think to have a shot at the number one pick, they'd have to lose
– every game.
What were they, 2-2? They've lost 3 straight? They'd have to end up losing how many – 13 straight games, whatever the hell the math is. I'm sorry.
They would have to lose every game.
Right,
and the Jets'
right.
2 wins would be against New England. And then the Giants still only have 1 win, right. And so do the Jaguars and the Houston
happening.
Texans and the Vikings and the Bengals.
Right.
There are a lot of bad teams.
Yeah, they're not going 2-14 is, I guess, the point with New England. You know, they may end up going, I don't know, 5-11. Who knows?
Hey,
6
they
wins.
Might be 3-4 by Monday if the Bills don't do their job.
No. The Bills are going to win. The Bills are going to win this game Sunday.
New England has games still left against Houston.
Yeah.
I guess.
Who else? Any other really look at there are winnable games on their schedule.
They might finish like 4-12.
Okay. But that's not enough for the number one pick in the draft.
No.
So the question is, how deep is the quarterback draft? If you're worried about them, who is it? Was it Ben Volen told you guys they're in quarterback purgatory?
Yeah.
So if you're worried about them not being in quarterback purgatory, they're not getting the top pick. You'd have to say, A, how deep is the quarterback draft? B, could they move up? How high could they move up to get a quarterback, assuming they say,
or
we're spending every asset to move up and identify a quarterback?
I mean, do they trade for Sam Darnold? Do they
or go after a guy?
Do they go for? I mean,
what if Matt Ryan's available?
What if Matthew Stafford's available?
Hey, Matt Ryan played his college ball in New England, right?
He did, BC. Mm.
Yeah, so I guess that would be the other option, Jeremy. Right? You would call around, and if there's a team
that
for
Jimmy
some,
Jimmy G,
yeah,
well, they might get Jimmy G back. I mean, the Niners might move on from him.
Maybe they like Jameis Winston, and they ask. No, I don't know. I mean, but anyway, right? There could be other Jimmy G. There could be other guys, veterans on the market. I haven't thought at all about them getting to the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, it's not a concern yet. They would have so much work to do to get there. If you want to tank and you want to pick first, you better start before the season begins. All right, time for a tradition like any other. The Derby, the Kentucky Derby got moved, and they got it in. The Masters got moved to November. They're going to get it in. And this week, you were out all week.
Yeah.
Great traditions endure.
So you're telling me
find a way.
This is pandemic proof. Pick the Bills. It's pandemic proof.
Yeah, right. We got it in. It's a Friday. How about this? You're gonna pick today, and then right again on Tuesday. Right back to your regularly scheduled picking of the Bills. So let's do it without further ado, because everyone wants to know where you've got them after that. You know, really ugly. I mean, just disgusting win against the Jets. I don't know what you're gonna do about it.
A tradition unlike any other.
It is time
to go to break.
Friday edition. Time for you to pick the Bills.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
A get right game against the Jets.
Oh my goodness. I mean, come on. Lockiest lock of locks. They're not losing this game.
On second and 22, and this pass is
intercepted.
Jerry Hughes has the ball.
I've got a doctor's note.
Those don't apply here.
She said I don't have to do pick the Bills.
First thing, if I know anything, you could try to say that to a doctor, and that doctor would be like, oh, please, I'm going to be listening at 8:15.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Don't make me laugh.
Okay.
By the way, I have my schedule in front of me. I did my prep work. I'm ready to go for pick the Bills. I would tell you, though, in the break, I did look at it and think, if the Bills lose to New England Sunday, what's this going to look like on Tuesday?
Ooh, it's not going to look good.
No, it really won't.
I don't think it's
going to
look good.
No. Okay, so go ahead. So this is where I'm still in a good place today. So go ahead.
Okay. Bills sitting at 5-2. Chance to get to 6-2. Brian Burke of ESPN had the playoff probability leverage chart. This game actually swings the Bills into the playoffs more than last week did. A 20% swing. They won't have a bigger swing the rest of the year if they win it. They'll be cruising to the postseason. I mean, if they win this game, they're going to be like 92% to make the playoffs.
Jeez.
And then if Miami loses to the Rams, right, Tua's first start. I mean, just...
Well, that's right. They get a fourth loss, and you've got the tiebreaker on them. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. The Bills would, if this were a regular season, the Bills would officially start taking, you know, orders for playoff tickets. There'd be a home game.
What world are we living in that you and I might be talking about division clinching scenarios at Thanksgiving?
Oh,
for the Bills, like by Thanksgiving?
It could be easily early.
I just wanted to.
Okay, Bills, Patriots.
If you can't beat them now, you're never going to beat them. I feel very confident. Very confident about this game.
Overconfident?
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
So then less confident.
Yeah, no. Does overconfident make me overconfident? Less confident? They're going to win. They'll win the game because they're the better team. They'll win the game because the Patriots offense stinks. They'll win the game because the Patriots defense is not the dominant unit was last year. And they're just the better team. They're going to win Sunday. So I will take the Bills in a victory, and I will now follow Jeremy's lead. If the Bills don't win Sunday,
I will never pick
them to beat the New England Patriots again.
Until Bill Belichick leaves?
Fair enough. That would be the first discussion point. That's the first possible moment. If Josh McDaniels is head coach.
My vow was about never picking them to beat Brady.
Belichick's got to go.
And now I have freedom to do that. But this is Howard picks the Bills.
Yeah, so Belichick retires and McDaniels is named the head coach. Then we're up for discussion again.
Bills win 6-2, home Seattle. Now, hopefully, if I could get one thing out of the Seattle game, here's all I want.
Fans.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
yes, sure. A nice day.
Huh.
Because
Kansas City was blah.
Seattle has no defense.
No, they don't. No pass
Russell
defense
Wilson,
anyway, right.
Right. Like, you want to see how you measure up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see a rainy, windy game where Seattle and Buffalo play. I want I want to see Seattle, Arizona, except it be in Buffalo. And even if the Bills lose that game, 35-32, I want to see the Bills go head-to-head with one of the league's best quarterbacks and offenses against the defense that can't stop a nosebleed. So all I want out of that game is a nice day. I want a prime opportunity to get the offense rolling.
You know what you're talking about. What you just described is the game I thought we were going to see against Kansas City.
Yeah.
Both offenses are good. They're fun to watch. They're entertaining. Both quarterbacks love to air the ball out. They have a vertical attack. This is going to be an air show, and it's going to be great. And it never materialized. I'm not feeling good about Seattle, so I'm going to keep that a loss. I think I've been pretty consistent with that. I know their defense has some vulnerabilities, but I'm a big fan of Russell Wilson and their offense. And DK Metcalf can chase down anybody in the building, so I'll take Seattle.
Seattle, 6-3. Then the Bills head out to Arizona to play your Cardinals, who are all of a sudden looking a little scrappy.
Yeah, how about
that?
They
rally, and they beat Seattle in the Sunday night game. You haven't had a chance to talk about the DK Metcalf chase down.
Yeah, I saw that one live, actually.
It was amazing.
That was pretty cool. I mean, you know, it reminded me of Leon Lett, Don Beebe, but still, I mean, the guy, who had the interception?
Budabaker.
Thank you. He's faster than Leon Lett. It was phenomenal. I went to bed thinking, okay, hey, Arizona, nice try, but you're not in Seattle's league yet. And I wake up the next morning and, what? I'm going to take a loss to the Arizona Cardinals.
Loss.
They're in the best division in football, and they're good.
One thing about the Cardinals that's worth watching, I saw Bulldog retweeted a breakdown of this defensive package the Cardinals are getting into. They're playing a 0-6-5 defense.
Huh.
Zero defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Six linebackers and five defensive backs.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I think I have that math right. But there's a guy they drafted this year, and what's his name?
Isaiah Simmons.
Yes. I remember at the draft, they talked about how this guy is a hybrid tweener. You don't know how you use him, you just know that he's good.
Yeah.
Right? And their defense is basically that. So what they do in the 0-6-5 Arizona, and this is something to watch for when the Bills play them, they line up that front where you don't know who's coming.
Yeah.
So it could be the edges. And a lot of times they'll rush the edges, and the guys in the middle, since they're defensive linemen, you're not dropping, you know, a defensive tackle back into coverage. You're dropping linebackers.
Sure.
So in passing situations, they rush the passer. They get after Russell Wilson. They forced a lot of mistakes. They forced sacks. An interception.
And you can't run like a lot against that defense? They're not vulnerable
to the run? It's in passing situations.
Oh, okay.
So
if they get you in
a third and
10. Right.
And even if, the breakdown didn't include like what happens if you run against it, but I would think you have, you know, enough bodies there.
Yeah.
Because in some of the looks, there are eight guys on the line.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
It's a very different kind
of defense. It's, who's the Arizona defensive coordinator? Is it Todd Bowles that's out there now?
No, he's in Tampa.
It's a name that I've heard before.
Hold on, I'm looking.
Vance Joseph, thank you. Okay, Vance Joseph.
Okay. You know what? I think didn't Belichick do like a one defensive lineman once? I don't know that anyone's ever done zero defensive lineman. That's interesting.
Something to watch though for that Arizona.
Gives
game.
You versatility, sure, with all those guys out there.
All right, lost to Arizona. You said loss, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so 6-4.
Well, not please. I don't want a loss. I'm just saying.
Lost to Seattle. Lost to Arizona. 6-4. Bye week. Home Chargers against Justin Herbert. And the Chargers, who are not winning games, but it's another one where I'd like just a nice day. I want to see if this defense can find a way to stop the vertical passing game of Justin Herbert. And I also want to evaluate Justin Herbert against a defense that might try to do what these other teams are doing to Josh Allen. You like to throw vertically. We're going to try and take that away. If he can still do it, I mean, he's been really impressive. Mm-hmm. I think he's been really impressive.
Alexander tweeted at me, a loss to the Cardinals, Howard, don't make my Friday suck. All right, so they beat the Chargers. I'll take a win, and hopefully, Alexander, you feel better now.
Okay, you think they'll beat the Chargers?
Yeah.
7-4, on the road at San Francisco. Who knows? The Niners are in last place in that division.
Yeah.
At 4-3, which this is a Monday night game. Bills, Niners, Garoppolo, and whichever running back that they decide to have go for 210 yards and three touchdowns.
Does it matter?
And annoy every single fantasy football player that's ever had a 49ers running back on their roster.
I think they just pull guys off the street and say, here, run for us.
Yeah, and then that guy's hurt for 3 weeks, and there's somebody else in there.
And that guy runs for it. Yeah, I was really impressed with them in New England. And I know we're talking about New England, and they're not the Niners looked really good. And, you know, they run the ball. They're very effective with that. They stretch you out. Garoppolo, you know, is going to beat you with short passes and all the stuff, and their defense is still pretty good. Nah, I don't feel good about that game again. I'm kind of where I was before the season began. I'll say a loss.
Loss. 7-5 for the Bills. Home, Pittsburgh. The only unbeaten left in the AFC.
Yeah.
That's the only unbeaten left in the league,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. What's Seattle's record?
Lost. Yeah, no, they lost.
So it is, right. They lost Arizona. Yeah. That was a nice win in Tennessee, huh? So, yeah, I'll take a loss.
Loss. 7-6 with three games left to play. Bills go to Denver.
Yeah, I think it's a win. I wouldn't say it's a lockiest lock of a win, but because their defense is good.
Yeah, Denver had an everything that can go wrong, will go wrong game against the Chiefs. A little bit like the Bills against the Titans. I mean, not that they're necessarily on the Chiefs level, but everything went wrong for them. It was one of those games Mahomes didn't do anything, and they blew him out.
Yeah.
Like, they just pick six, special teams. It was a disaster for Denver.
Yeah, I think that game, honestly, I wouldn't be stunned if the Bills lost, but I think I will say I'll say a win for now. Check with me on Tuesday if the Bills lose to New England.
Okay. 8-6, two games left at New England.
They beat the Patriots. Their season ends here this Sunday, and they trade guys, and they're dead in the water.
9-6. At that point, the Bills have the division clinched.
Or do they? Could Miami still be in the race?
If the Bills at this point are 9-7, you have them unbeaten in the division, 5-0.
5-0, that's right.
So Miami cannot catch – Miami cannot get to 5-1 in the division.
Yeah.
So Miami would have to be pulling to 9-7 into a tie, and they're already 3-3. Their next two games are against the Rams and Cardinals. I mean, they're going to Tua. I just think it's very, very unlikely that that game is for the division, but I guess it could be if they're still alive. Bills 9-6 playing the Dolphins at home.
I'll take a win, and I'll ask someone out there to do some research because I just don't have the time for it, and someone let me know when's the last time, if it ever happened, the Bills swept the division. I'm going to guess it did at some point.
6-0?
Yeah. I mean, maybe when Kelly was here, would they have run the table in the division then when they were going like 13-3 or 12-4? I'll look it up in the break. So I'll take a win.
10-6, home playoff game, and who knows who the opponent is at that point. All right. So the high mark was 13-3, I think.
Yeah.
And the low mark might be of a healthy Bills team. Might be 10-6, Brayton. Is that right?
Yes, because the only other time that he had below double-digit wins was that scenario when Tre'Davious White wasn't – we weren't sure if he was going to play or not.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay, so Bills back to their floor, their 10-6 floor in Howard's latest edition of Pick the Bills.
I'm just going to say they better freaking win Sunday.
Win.
A loss is unacceptable to me. You can't.
I mean, if they lose that one.
Yeah, I don't want to talk.
You go to 9-7 at best, and then you might flip another game or two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in a very, very bad spot. I'm just telling people now. Don't yell at me. If they lose and you're angry with my Pick the Bills on Tuesday, tough. 803-0550 to join us. Murph on the way. Football Friday, WGR.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Taking the ball away, John. That taking the ball away, I think that would be our best bet, you know, because if we give our offense extra possessions, those guys are so explosive and they're going to put up points. So I feel like our best bet is to try our best to take the ball away each and every possession that we're on the field. And I think that if we continue to do that, take the ball away and win the turnover margin, I think that we'll be in every game. So no matter what.
That is Tre'Davious White. The Bills DBs catching a little break this game if the passing games can work, and what's being talked about is some pretty nasty weather conditions, rain, 40s, and crazy winds, 20 to 30 mile hour steady winds and gusts over 40. No Julian Edelman for New England. He's probably going to miss this game. I don't think he's officially been ruled out, but he had a knee procedure and it's reported he will be out for a while. And N'Keal Harry is not practicing this week, or has not Wednesday and Thursday, because of a concussion. So they are rather thin at the receiving core for this game on Sunday against the Bills. 803-0550 for your thoughts on the matchup. And 888-552-550. It is Football Friday. We're going to the Western Hotline, and we'll be joining John Murphy is with us right now, brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of Buffalo Bills fans, by Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills, and Sullivan's Brewing Company from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. I made that harder than it should be. Hi, John, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
John, I want you to back me up on this one, okay? Lucy has put the ball down again, and on Sunday, Charlie is going to kick it. Back me up on this one.
Look, I don't know who's going to win. I mean, I don't bet on football, and the more I follow the game, the more I realize you can't bet on it. But the Bills are not just a little bit better. I think they're a lot better than the New England Patriots. I really do. They're much more talented. They come in with a much better record, obviously. And I do think the Bills will win, but I know what you're saying. There's been history in this, and that's one of the fun things about this matchup. There's history, but everything has changed. And, you know, everything changed last spring when Brady left and when those other defenders left the Patriots. You know, a couple of them go to the Miami Dolphins. Those were big losses for the Patriots as well. Everything has changed, and I think that will be reflected in the final score on Sunday.
Where are, to further that point, where do you think are some of the bigger matchup edges for the Bills in this game on Sunday?
I think the passing game benefits Buffalo. And even though, you know, the weather is going to be iffy, the Patriots have nobody to match the Bills, Stephon Diggs, and hopefully a healthy John Brown and Cole Beasley underneath. I mean, even if the wind is bad, Beasley should be able to do some damage. I mean, the Patriots just don't have any playmakers. I think the Bills have a much better quarterback than the Patriots do. Should I keep going? I mean, defense, I think the Bills' secondary is better than New England's, even though the secondary is one of their strengths. Offensive line, I mean, I guess the Patriots have a pretty good offensive line, and the Bills are still trying to get everybody back healthy. They get a little bit healthier this week with Feliciano, but I think the Bills have pretty much edges all over the board in Sunday's game.
So you've been at the stadium for a couple, three crazy weather, windy games over the years. What do you think that could have? If it is rainy, 40s, 20, 30 mile an hour winds, gusts over 40. What impact could that have for both teams and both offensive plans for Sunday?
Yeah. I mean, the one thing I will address that question. The one thing I've learned over the years is that no matter what the forecast says, Friday, Saturday, even early Sunday morning, it's different out there. You know, it's a weird spot. The wind comes right off the lake. Sometimes it's worse than you think, and sometimes it's better than it's been forecast. So I'll wait until 12:59 p.m. Sunday to make my mind up about the weather. But if the forecasts hold true, I think if anything, it'll hold the score down. You know, I think teams, and the Bills in particular, won't be able to fire the ball around the field like they were earlier this season. And that would benefit New England, I guess. Look, the Patriots are going to want to run the ball. They want to run it regardless of what the weather was. The Bills have to run the ball better, both in this game and through the second half of the season. And this might be a good game to get it going. So I think it'll be a lower score, and I think it'll be two offenses trying to run the ball the best they can, and it should be an interesting battle.
What do you think, speaking of the running game, what do you think of Zach Moss from last week's second half? Because we've talked to you a few times this season, for whatever reason, Devin Singletary can't get going. And Moss came out last week and had a very productive second half.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not writing off Devin Singletary yet. I think he's got a half a season to get things going. But, yeah, I think Zach Moss is, because he was in and out of the lineup with him, his three of the first seven games, I guess, I think he's sort of still kind of trying to find himself. What kind of a runner he is, what kind of runs and passing plays, quite frankly, work best for him, and B, what his role might be in this offense. And I think the Bills are, too, trying to find that out. They're trying to get their offensive line healthy, as I mentioned. Cody Ford is yet to practice this week, so that could be a little bit of a restraint on what they can do on the offensive line. But once the offensive line is healthy, then I think the Bills, I'm hoping the Bills' running game will emerge, and Zach Moss has a role to play. Even before the season began, I think we talked about it. I think he's more than just a backup to Devin Singletary. I think he will have a clearly defined role, and I think he showed signs of that, both in running the ball and catching the ball in last week's game. But don't overlook Singletary. I think he's got something to say about what's going on there, too.
Murph, you mentioned Cody Ford. I mean, he has not practiced yet this week, so who knows if he'll be able to play Sunday. If he doesn't, they won't have their regular starters. But they might have John Feliciano back. Everything seems to be positive at this point. If he plays Sunday, whether it's right guard or left guard, what impact do you think it would be for having him back on the line?
Yeah, I think his greatest impact will be in the running game. You know, I think he provides an element of grit and toughness and an edge and an attitude, quite frankly, that they probably need up front. He's not a superior athlete, and it's an offensive line that is not really full of superior athletes. Deion Dawkins would take issue with that, I would think, and maybe Mitch Morse. But I think Feliciano brings them sort of a tough mauling type of offensive line that really suits them best, and that would benefit their run game, I think. And that's really where they need a lot of help so far this season.
Oh, way to dog the big guys up front, Murph. So another piece that could be back this week would be John Brown. And I've got a two-part question for you, Murph. He misses two of the last three games. In the other game, he's really limited by the injury. Has four targets, no catches. So in the last three games, what also happened? The passing game is really kept in check by Tennessee, Kansas City, and even the Jets. How important is John Brown to this offense?
Yeah, he's important, especially if it's a passing game similar to what they displayed in the first three or four games of the season, right? He's a deep threat, a consistent deep threat. He's got good hands, and he is a smart player. And I think he opens things up for Stephon Diggs the way Diggs opens things up for him and for Beasley as well. I think, the Jets' win, as limited as it was, I think opened my eyes anyway to another aspect of their passing game, which is the short passing game, and that's where Beasley comes in. And that's a good sign. I think over a 16-game schedule, and maybe even more so this year where the rosters are in flux and things change quickly, versatility might be the best thing you could say about an offense. You know, like, oh, you want to limit us in the deep passing game? Okay, we'll throw short. Oh, you're going to give us looks at our receivers deep downfield? Now we can go deep. The Bills have to answer questions about their run game so far, but I think the versatility they displayed and kind of playing a different sort of passing offense last Sunday against the Jets is a good omen for the future. They can do a little bit of both, and I think they're going to be called upon to do that over the final nine games this season.
Do you think at some point, off of that point, Murph, do you think at some point, we were talking earlier, should we be concerned that this is three games now that the Bills' offense, the passing game specifically, which was fantastic in the first four games of the year, bombs away, explosive plays, tons of points, and now for three games now, granted two of the teams are really good that they played, but for three games now it's been limited to shorter stuff. Take what we're going to give you, and we're going to take away the big plays downfield. Do you think those will come back eventually?
It all depends on how teams play them. I think, look, the Bills' passing offense is less dynamic now than it was first four games, and nobody can dispute that. But a lot of it, maybe most of it, like 60-70% of it, has to do with how the teams are playing them defensively. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the versatility, the ability to to switch gears and play it differently, a little bit differently on offense is important for a team if you're going to have a winning season. And that was why the Jets' win was significant last Sunday. They moved the ball through the air. They did it with short passes underneath all the deep coverage that the Jets were throwing. I mean, you're watching the game, the Jets game over again, almost every snap that the Bills took on offense, Jets defenders, both safeties, retreated. They're backing up, you know, preventing the Bills from getting anything downfield. If you watch the game over again, it jumped out on me like, look at those safeties. Ball snapped and they're bailing. They're going back, taking away the deep pass. Everybody's not going to play him like that. Somebody will probably challenge him. But I think the Bills demonstrated last Sunday that they have answers if teams are going to try to do that.
Murph, before we let you go, you watch typically multiple games of opponents before they play the Bills as part of your prep. What have you seen in the New England games that you watched with Cam Newton? What have you seen from him?
Yeah, he's not good. I mean, I don't mean to be...
I think the last two games against San Francisco, he looked really, really bad.
Yeah, so I watched four games so far, including the last two. I had to go back and watch the... I wanted to watch him win, so I went back and watched the Raiders in Miami, their two wins in the season. But to me, Cam, you know, lost a lot when he was injured and trying to get it back, I guess. I just think he's almost... he's playing the way he played as a rookie or his first or second year, sort of wild, erratic. I can't believe that it's within the confines of what Josh McDaniels wants him to do. It is diametrically opposed to what Tom Brady used to do. I think his receivers get frustrated, and they're not great receivers anyway, but he's just, you know, the turnovers are way too high. He puts up passes for grabs, and it's just, it's kind of difficult to watch. I don't know. I mean, there was noise this past week when he did get benched in the fourth quarter, but there's noise this past week about him being benched, and he even mentioned it. You know, he mentioned he was embarrassed about the way he's playing, and it hasn't been good to watch. I don't think they're going to go very far with Cam Newton at quarterback, and the other two quarterbacks on the roster probably don't provide much hope for them either, to be honest.
All right, Murph, hold on to the countertop Sunday in the broadcast booth.
All right.
Just in case. And make sure Tasker doesn't get, you know, like, you know, blown out of the booth, so to speak. So be careful.
Okay, thanks.
All right, John, thanks. Murph joining us on the Western Hotline. Of course, he and Steve will be in the booth on Sunday. Sal in the stadium as well for the Bills-Patriots game here on WGR. Murph's segment on Football Friday brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of Bills fans. By Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills, and by Sullivan's Brewing Company, from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. We still owe you the smoking story of the week. We still owe you Patriots trivia, wide receivers, right, Jeremy? Mm-hmm. We still owe you Scaff. We still owe you Sean McDermott. So I'm thinking calling sick. I mean, if you were thinking of going somewhere and not listening to the last hour and 15 minutes, change your plans. 803-0550 to join us on Football Friday on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports is you play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out.
Herm Edwards, that was this day 18 years ago.
That's funny.
You play to win the game.
Great speech.
Hello?
Like, I think Herm Edwards, I think that.
Oh, of course.
It's easily the most. I know he was in it. He was in on the fumble. He was the guy who returned the touchdown with the Giants fumble against the Eagles. Prior to your play to win the game, maybe that's what people knew about Herm Edwards? Pfft, not even close. Not even close. Great quote.
Yes.
Thanks for making you made my day. You play to win the game. I mean, it's just so awesome.
Yeah. So that's part of today this week's smoking story. I mean, Trevor Lawrence has been talked about a lot, with the Jets being 0-7, their pursuit of maybe the number one pick, the Giants right there. I think the smoking story of the week is the Trevor Lawrence watch in the NFL, to be honest. It's that or it might be the DK Metcalf chase down, which is just
– was pretty awesome. What did he hit, 22 miles an hour? Is that what they said? And did you see the NFL Films clip from Buda Baker?
No.
He gets to the Cardinals bench, and he basically says, how the bleep did that guy catch me? Like, he's celebrating with his teammates. There's an initial reaction. He's got it. He's happy. We're at the five, whatever. His teammates, they're all celebrating. As he walks to the Cardinals sideline, he basically is in disbelief. Like, he can't believe somebody actually tackled him.
Yep.
Great play. Oh, smoking story of the week. That's my cue. I was wondering, like, why is he playing the fire sound effect? I thought, is it for the Jets because their season's up in flames? Smoking story of the week on Football Friday brought to you by Heron's Landing. Why would you want to pay more? What do you want to do? You want trivia here? Go to the break? What do you got?
We could do the Patriots trivia if you
want. I'm going to tell you, I bring it up because I'm going to need, well, I can't speak for Brayton. I'll need a lot of hints. I've got like 8-9 guys, so I think I'm missing half the list.
18 Patriots receivers. I'm missing
a lot of receivers. Brayton, do you have the other 10?
Let's see.
This could take a while is my point, Jeremy. So
text him, tweet him. I will let you use the texters and tweeters as teammates.
Okay, tweet away, everybody.
In this one alone.
Tell everybody what it is.
Since the 31-0 game, which is basically the start of the Tom Brady era of dominance over the Bills, 18 different Patriots receivers caught touchdowns.
6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, God. I only got like 9.
Okay.
So.
You want to start, Howard?
Sure. You ready, Jeremy?
I'm ready.
Okay, so people, tweet. Not the obvious ones. We're talking about ones that'd be like, oh, yeah, Howard, your memory sucks. Don't forget, so-and-so played for New England in 2007. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Julian Edelman.
Correct.
Randy Moss.
Correct.
Hang on. Wes Welker.
Yes. Hold on. Let me delete these as I go.
Wait, what is this since?
2003.
2000. Okay. So, Deion Branch.
That is correct.
Comatose Patriot. Was that David Patton?
That is correct.
I always call him by his nickname. I got one other David while we're here. Was there a David Givens?
There was, indeed.
Okay. I only got 3 more, Brayton. I hope you got a lot.
Hmm.
You ready? Want me to keep going?
I'm just trying to think of Patriots this year to catch a touchdown. Who was the receiver that caught it this year?
But this is against the Bills, though.
Oh, against the Bills.
It's
that's
just
right.
against
that's
the
right.
Bills. So yeah.
Sorry.
Did Chris Hogan catch one?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Brown?
Yes, indeed.
Last one I got is Chad Ochocinco.
No.
Ah, crap. I'm tapped out there, folks. Sad to admit it, but that's all I got.
Jeff texts in Brandon Lloyd.
That is correct, Brandon Lloyd.
Brandon, I was thinking Brandon Tate.
No Brandon Tate.
No Brandon Tate, okay.
There is another Brandon, though.
Brandon Marshall?
No.
Brandon LaFell?
That is correct, Brandon LaFell.
Brandon LaFell.
You're out of Brandons.
I got Tony's tweet, Rashe Caldwell.
No, not correct. You've got 2 Dannys. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 1 Danny.
Danny Amendola.
That's correct.
Danny Amendola. Because we brought Woodhead up. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yep.
I got a tweet on Dante Stallworth.
Yeah,
Dante.
Not correct. No.
Ooh, wow. I would have thought there that was a good one.
There is a different Chad.
Chad Johnson.
That was already guessed.
I'm talking about the goalie, Chad Johnson.
Who was the Jets kick return? Chad Morton. There's a different Chad. Hanging Chad. Sorry, I was watching the
special. Sensitive subject right around now.
I was watching
a
special this week on that again. I'm sorry. It's an old HBO show.
Texter has Jabbar Gaffney for you. That is correct.
Terry Glenn?
Not correct.
It was too long ago, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the other Chad? Great.
He's a second round pick, I think, out of Florida.
Chad Marshall? No. Who's the other
Chad Schmad? I have no idea.
No idea, Jeremy. I'm totally blanking.
His middle name is Wolfgang, if that helps.
Mozart. Chad Wolfgang
Chad
Mozart.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Second round pick of the New England Patriots.
Epic fail
you know
for
how
us.
They always get all their picks right.
Yeah. Let's see. Carl tweeted in Sam Aiken?
No.
Wait, who was the Chad? I missed it.
Chad Jackson.
Chad Jackson, okay.
Florida Gators.
I would never have gotten that.
Couple more receivers caught touchdowns against the Bills. These are only receivers.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
No, not correct. Mm. These are all tough ones.
Matthew
tough
Slater.
Correct.
He caught a touchdown pass?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't remember
this
that.
Name sounds familiar. I don't know. Huh. I'm going to find out who he is.
Okay.
Like, I can't.
Give it to me.
He's got the kind of name where I've got to search it with NFL. Otherwise, it doesn't show up. Yeah. It shows, like, you know, guys who.
Guy who led a band one time or something.
Or a real estate agent. Yeah. Now, that's bad. You know. Just, okay. He went to UCF, was a fifth-round pick in 2003, played with the Raiders, Patriots, Bengals, and in the United Football League.
Mm.
Yeah, of course, we're thinking of Doug Gabriel.
Yeah, no. Nope.
Here's another one whose name. I know the name. He was.
What do you do? Like, sounds like, rhymes with.
Second round pick of 2003 draft. Last name Johnson.
Nope. I don't know.
Texas A&M. Second round pick, yeah. Bethel Johnson.
Yeah.
Again, the Patriots, always so good at drafting, especially when it comes to receivers. You know,
they know
really
where to find those gems.
Yeah. They really do. They find gems. All the. And then another one of, like, I had to look it up to find out what position he plays. The answer is Brian Timms.
Who?
Yeah, Brian Timms.
Okay, I might have heard of Bethel Johnson at some point. I got nothing for Brian Timms.
Niners, Dolphins, Browns, Patriots, Colts, Hamilton,
Seriously.
Tiger Cats.
Wow, he played in the league for multiple teams.
None of them that
got
sound
nothing
familiar
on Brian.
To me.
Sorry, Brian, if you're listening.
I got the basic.
He had seven career catches and one career touchdown
against
the Bills.
Hmm. Oh, cool. Good for him.
Lord help us.
Brian Timms.
Congratulations.
Those are your
Freaking
receivers.
Brady. Freaking Brady.
Sam Aiken is correct.
Oh.
Mm.
Is it?
I don't know. Somebody texted me that
the touchdown
Sam
catch
is correct.
Against the Bills.
Against the Bills.
With
Hold
the
on.
Patriots. So
I'm
let's
looking.
Make
I'm
sure
looking.
It's specified here.
Patriots.
You got to pull up Sam Aiken's game log and find out when he got his touchdown.
I'm looking right now.
The screenshot that the texter sent me is not indicative of. He had two career touchdowns. Those touchdowns came. We're being audited here. As a member of the Patriots in 2009.
Against Tampa Bay and against Miami, not against the Bills.
So not against the Bills.
No Sam Aiken. Got it.
Yeah, Carl.
Come on, Carl. Be
maybe,
better.
Maybe he misunderstood the question.
Beat it, Carl.
You're fired.
That's okay. Thank you.
It's nice. We're taking incorrect answers very politely these days. Very good.
Sometimes some get by me.
Well, you guys are angry. I'm sorry I missed all this week. Scaff is on the way, and Sean McDermott going to join us 9:30-ish. That's coming up as well. Football Friday brought to you by M&T Bank. It is M&T Bills fan Football Friday. Are you the biggest Bills fan? Tweet us your video at WGR550. Use the hashtag community of Bills fans to be M&T's Bills fan of the week. M&T Bank, the official bank of your Buffalo Bills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.